Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Las Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Well, I'm excited about this. We got the great Neil Portnoy, one of the best illustrators you'll ever see in your life. I remember when I first met him, I knew he was good because they had brought him all the way from the East Coast out here, and the newspaper made a mistake. They didn't keep him there, which they really should have. This guy is the best in the business. Neil, you have recovered very well, if you want to call it a recovery. You've actually blossomed out there. We're going to talk about all that stuff. First of all, I guess I got to start with Vegas loves you. You love Vegas?
Oh, it's, you know what? I tell my wife on a daily basis, it's the second best decision I ever made.
Well, absolutely. And you can meet Dorothy Portnoy, his lovely wife, great person. She's out of the Portnoy Gallery. So let's start with that, the Portnoy Gallery. What are people going to see there? Because it's more than just a gallery. And there's certainly beautiful pieces of art hanging all over the place. But talk about what they'll see when they come to visit you.
Yeah, we're located at 1537 West Oakey Boulevard on the corner of Oakey and Western. And it's 3,200 square foot gallery. Listen, we call it a gallery because the word was available. It's actually a museum. It's 53 years of what I've done all over the country, all over the world. Unlike other artists, and, you know, I don't really like using that term. I call us all creatives, whether we play an instrument, whether we are a vocalist, an artist. We're creatives. We just work in different genres. I happen to work in a medium that literally, from all the research I've done and all the experience I've had, very few, if not me being the only one, that is able to create all of the artwork I do with felt tip markers. We have a photographer, a master photographer here in Las Vegas, 94-year-old Ed Foster. He was a former college art professor. He came up, he penned the greatest line anyone has ever written, in my opinion, about me and what I do. And he wrote, "What Neil Portnoy does in the medium in which he does it is like a ballerina trying to dance on a trampoline."
And when you look at the stuff on the wall and all the great pictures, you look at it and you say, that's impossible. I mean, people think there's like some sort of a trick or something. Nope, he's really doing that with markers like that.
Yeah, felt-tip markers.
How did you ever get into that medium? I mean, because it looks like somebody painted them. I mean, I challenge people to realize what that is until you tell them and you go, oh, my God.
It's a very, listen, unlike oils, acrylics, and watercolors, where you can mix colors, you can change colors, markers are stain. So when you put it down, you can't change it. It's down. The technique of working with felt tip markers is all about layers. It's about building layer upon layer upon layer. And, you know, warm grays, cool grays, flesh tones, you know, the gamut of all the colors that are available, but you layer it. It's all about layers. People say, well, what if you make a mistake? And I always say, listen, at heart, I'm a caricature artist. I've been doing that my whole life. Caricature is every line's an expression. So when I make a mistake, and there are mistakes, I make it into something else. I have that ability, and I kind of instruct and teach people, you know, my background, I was a baseball player. I know you know that. But it's no different than when I coached college baseball, and I did that 15 years. No different in any creative's journey. Ability you're born with, you'll learn technique, and you enhance that technique with repetition. You do it again, you do it again, you do it again. I mean, I could started, you know, years ago doing pen and ink. You know, inking a lot of crosshatch work to get a dark area. And then one day I picked up a Sharpie marker, which is a staple here in the studio. And I went, why am I trying to get a dark area when by cross-hatching when I can just use a Sharpie and make it black? And then I said, well, wait a minute. They come in colors. They're a different brands. And it just evolved. Life is a journey.
It is amazing, you know. I wanted to ask you something. My daughter is a pretty good artist, not at your level, obviously, but she's pretty good. And, you know, it's like a hobby, and it's kind of going to be a side gig. She's enjoyed it, so she wanted to get better. So she found some guy who was a ways away. They do it online. What he told her, you know, she goes, how do I get better? How do you? You keep doing it. You keep doing it, and you learn things, and you do hard things. Is that kind of what you do? You kind of like, wow, I haven't done this before. I want to do this.
Steve, that's what I'm doing now. I mean, listen, if you don't challenge yourself, it's no different than as a former athlete. You know what? I got to win. I don't like to lose. So every new piece is a challenge for me to win. So we have a big event coming up here at the gallery in May, National Endangered Species Day. I created a whole new series of endangered species, nine new pieces that we partnered with a wildlife sanctuary up near Reno, Nevada. And there are our charitable wing of the exhibit we're doing. We're going to be unveiling them for the first time. And I did something a little bit different on this. First of all, way outside the box for me because I draw people.com. Hello, that's one of the websites. When you're working with animals and elephants and rhinos and gorillas, there's a lot of hair. So there's a lot of time consuming inking, markering, highlighting. The original drawings were 12 inches by 18 inches. I had a high resolution scan done of all the drawings, and then I blew them up to 2 by 3 feet, 24 by 36. Printed on museum canvas, mounted on a masonite board, and then framed with 3-inch ornate black wooden frames with no glass. They look like paintings.
You know, people have to understand, they hear the word caricature. They remember to go fun times in Disneyland and something draw. I go, okay, you got kind of the basic idea of a caricature, but you have no idea what you're dealing with. And that's what you've taken it to a whole nother level that, you know, and you can draw things completely straight with no caricature, right? I mean, those are incredible.
Correct.
Too. But there's something to that, right? I mean, people need to understand if they want to do one of these things, you're the guy to go to because it's going to be something that you can hang up on the wall, not something that you throw in a drawer and pull out and laugh at once in a while.
Yep. Well, you know, dictionary definition of caricature is a gross exaggeration. I do the quick sketch caricatures that you see at Disney and you see at conventions and trade shows. The difference in what I do when I work live is I'm an entertainer who happens to be able to draw. I don't make distortions. I do a cartoon of a person in about 6 to 8 minutes in full color. But the entire time, you can't shut me up. I'm literally Don Rickles with a pen. And I'll give you a case in point. And that's just one form of the caricature. A woman sitting across me at a large trade show. I think my client was United Healthcare. Or I can't even remember. But I looked there and I said, now tell me, what the hell color hair would you like me to give you? Because obviously, you can't make a choice. My job is to entertain. So, I mean, you know, do I do the quick sketch, you know, the big eyes? I don't do the big eyes, the big nose, and everybody looks the same. Mine actually look like you. But I've taken it to the next level. In Vegas, from the East Coast, we've now been here 8 years. We knew one person when we got here. And now my name has become a verb. Have you been Portnoyed?
I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to talk about that. This whole idea of Portnoyed, let me tell you, it's a mark of honor in Las Vegas. Our producer has one, the great John Lindquist, this wonderful one. But there's all over town. It's a big deal, right? I mean, you've gotten somewhere. People are dying to get up on the wall studio.
The Portnoyed caricature, I'll explain it a little bit. It's a portrait caricature. It's a realistic caricature. It's similar to what you would have seen years ago on Time Magazine by the great Al Davis, Mort Drucker. And even those were distorted. Mine are not. Mine's a portrait. It's It's a portrait face on a cartoon body doing a certain activity. They're done from photographs. So I always tell people, the better the photo you give me, the better headshot, I'm going to nail it. And then I proceed to give them my disclaimer, which is management not responsible for the way you already look.
More with illustrator Neil Portnoy in just a moment. This is Vegas Never Sleeps.
Hi, I'm Gordy Brown, and you're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Attention, those of you looking to go on a fun vacation and see the world on the cheap. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth even more in other countries, so there's never been a better time to travel outside the USA. The dollar is worth over $1.30 in Canadian dollars, and it's the same for Australia. You can fly there today and have fun and maximize your travel dollar. Your U.S. dollar is worth over $3 in Brazilian reals, and it's worth over $18 in Mexican pesos. Plus, in Argentina, it's worth over $27 in Argentine pesos. Just think of the bargains you'll get. And the way you get the cheapest airfare to any destination is by calling Tickets That Cheap. Save up to 75% on your foreign vacation tickets. Don't wait. Call now.
802-317-1980. 802-317-1980, 802-317-1980. That's 802-317-1980.
Some quick questions about Louis the Coin. Did Louis really soak the sheets with red wine in Rome? Yes. Did he really tell a federal court, after testing positive for cocaine in his 70s, that he only used coke for sex? Yes. Is his life story incredible? Oh, yes. He indeed made millions creating his own undetectable $100 slot machine tokens for use in Atlantic City, the tribal casinos in Connecticut, and throughout Nevada. You can get these tales and more in the great new book, You Thought It Was More, New Adventures of the World's Greatest Counterfeiter by Louis Calvecchio with Franz Duski and Andy Thibault. Featuring an introduction by the retired Connecticut State Police Detective Sergeant who arrested Louis and struck up an unlikely friendship, his only ever with a criminal, Jerry Longo. And you'll get a history of organized crime in Rhode Island by Joe Broadmeadow, retired East Providence police captain. The book is available via the website louisthecoinbook.com from Histria Books of Las Vegas. Pre-order now for delivery in June. That website is louisthecoinbook.com. LouisTheCoinBook.com. It's also available for pre-order now from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Walmart, among many other outlets.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps, and we're speaking to illustrator and live caricature artist Neil Portnoy. You can learn more about Neil at iDrawPeople.com. That part about being an entertainer, that really is true, because I know you do a lot of work for corporate sponsors and so forth, and I can see it. It's not just you go over there, oh, it's fun, this guy drew me, you know. No, I mean, it's an act, and then you have a prize to remind you of what you just went through. But it's fun.
Yeah, you get back to the honor in Vegas. It really has become an honor. People feel like they've arrived in Vegas if they've been Portnoy. I've illustrated probably over 400 of the entertainers in town, celebrities, athletes, and that's the caricature. And you go to the realistic end, I have the largest work of art inside Allegiant Stadium. Before the Raiders came and announced they were moving to Las Vegas, I did a little homework, a little research, which is part of the journey, and I illustrated a work of art 18 inches by 24 inches, the greatest Raiders of all time, black, white, and gray. Well, Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, got wind of it through all the emails I was sending within the organization. The great Michael Goddard, rock star in the art world, was a curator for the project. It's the largest art exhibit in the world inside Allegiant Stadium. They high-resolution digitized my work of art and blew it up to 28 by 40 feet inside the stadium. It's the largest work of art in Allegiant Stadium.
My father would have loved it. You know, we had Rangers season tickets back when they were in Oakland, back before all the moves. And I just looked at that thing, and, you know, you see George Blanda up there. You see these Madden and all these people that, you know, really were a part of our lives. I mean, we spent decades watching this, and you captured it perfectly. It's like these, you know, it isn't one of those things where you take a guy from the 60s and make George Blanda look like he's a modern-day player. He looked like I remembered him, just like all these guys. It's great, and you cover all those decades, and that does take research, right? It's not just a matter of, hand me a photo, and I'll do something.
No, listen, it was 3-4 days alone just researching photographs of all the... You got to find out, all right, who are the top 50 players? Because... Yeah, you know, I can't add 100 players, and a lot of guys play with other teams. So there's 3 days of research, and then I've got to find the right photo. It's more than just putting 50 faces and bodies on a work of art. You can't have an elbow coming out of somebody's head. So there's a lot of design work. You know, I start lower left, I go to lower right in the work. I start building it, layering it, and what has happened from the initial Raiders piece is I started illustrating other teams' greatest names of team and start marketing and see if they're building a new stadium, if they'd want to do something. Currently, I've illustrated 10 of the 32 teams' greatest names in team sports and put them into print, and we sell the prints and we market them. Every year for the past 5 years, I've illustrated the starting quarterback and head coach for the two Super Bowl teams. I've done an illustration for the Super Bowl. You know, and it's been on TV here locally in Vegas. 1 year, CBS picked it up as the backdrop. So this year, I'll tell you a very interesting story. This year, of course, you had the Chiefs playing the Niners. So I had to add a running back in McCaffrey. I had to add a tight end in Kelsey. And I did this illustration, and I said, you know, I'm driving by Allegiant one day going, wouldn't this be cool to have it up on the big screen outside the stadium? All right, how do I get this done? Who do I know? Who do I know that knows somebody that knows somebody? Because it's all about who you know. And through a couple phone calls and emails, I got to a guy that I had dinner with over at Vic's in downtown Vegas, and he happened to be one of five people in the inner circle of Roger Goodell. So I sent it to him, and he said, well, let me see. He said, you know, I don't know, you're late in the game. I said, I'm late in the game because who the hell knows who's going to be playing, you know?
Right.
Let me see what I can do. I was about an inch away from having it blown up on the big screens inside Allegiant during the Super Bowl. The roadblock was the fact that they had already done all their homework, and those screens, you sell advertising. So Roger Goodell got to see the drawing. His graphics people got to see the drawing. They fell in love with it. If we can put it up, we're going to put it up. All right. I am, as you know, I am a huge seed planter. I plant seeds because you never know when they're going to grow. You never know when you need to water them and fertilize them. The end game for me on doing all this is now the NFL inner circle knows who I am. They know what I'm able to create. Wouldn't it be cool, because if you don't shoot for the moon, you're staying on Earth the rest of your life, that I become the next Leroy Neiman with the NFL, and they commission me to do the greatest names in team history for all 32 teams, market, license, and distribute through NFL properties. That's the end game.
You know, you talk about you're not just an artist, you're an entertainer. Let's throw marketer in there, too. You know, I think you got to say that. Because, you know, you pick up on people. I like watching you talk to people because you kind of pick up on what people are looking for. That's why if you go in and say hi to Neil and so forth, you might come out of there with a drawing. You're going to come out with a story that you met one of the great, interesting people of all time. But you also might come out of there with a piece of art. Because you pay attention to people. It's not just like, I have 1 week, okay, sit here, we're going to do it. Gets back to that caricature thing. You really kind of dig in and get people's feel. So when you see that thing, wow, that's Joe or Bill or whoever.
Even if everybody has abilities. I think one of the abilities that I was gifted with is my ability to communicate, my ability to work with people. I'm always thinking. My brain never shuts down. I'm always looking for the next, because I'm a survivor. That's what I am. You know, I'm not a guy who just runs a small business, but I'm a guy who I don't care how much money you have. I don't care what your status in life is. I care about what's in your heart, because that's all that matters. You can have all of the other, the above, et cetera. If you don't have your health, you haven't got anything. So my goal and my wife Dorothy's goal here at the gallery, which she runs, she's the curator of the gallery, is to put a smile on somebody's face every single day, because you don't know if you're going to be here the next day. And if I was to pass away tomorrow, my legacy in Las Vegas has already been left.
Well, I got to say, one of the things that drew me to Neil was really his wife, Dorothy, because I have a great marriage, and I love to meet people that have great marriages. And these two are such a perfect fit, precisely because she's not like you, you know, in terms of she's not going to sit there and do this. But you couldn't have two of you together. You guys fit perfectly together. Was that the kind of thing that drew you together? This is somebody, wow, this is somebody that I can live with.
Well, you know, it's funny. We actually met on eHarmony 17 years
ago. So did me and my wife. That is incredible.
Isn't it amazing? And we knew right away. I mean, we knew right away. She actually has an art degree, which
really?
Is bizarre. Yeah, I have nothing. I was a baseball player. I have no formal training. This is just an ability I was born with. God-given, you know, talent. Dorothy and I can go back and forth, bounce ideas across. She is the glue behind everything I do, because she does it. All I do is draw, Stephen. I've gotten to the stage of my life, 50-plus years of doing this, that I no longer have to do the books. I no longer have to do this. I sit here every day and I draw. And we'll bounce ideas, and she's the admin. She's the administrator. She puts it all together. She does the research. She gets people going. I'm blessed on a number of fronts, but I would never be where I am today without Dorothy.
They really do have that idea of putting those characteristics together, as opposed to just picking, oh, wow, these things all match. It isn't about all match. It's about the right matches.
Yeah, it's funny because, as you know, you got to go through a zillion questions, right?
Right.
You know, before you can even get an email, before you can get a phone number, et cetera. Dorothy always wanted somebody that was going to be there for her, that would respond. And she didn't realize that I had a BlackBerry.
Yeah.
So every time I posed the question, I was right there.
Yep.
You know, but, you know, I had a BlackBerry for a reason, because we connected so quickly that we were together and went on our first date. We were in a restaurant on a mall, and I called her that day. A little interesting story, I'll keep it brief, is I said, well, can we get together? Oh, I can't. I got a new job. It's in a mall. And I went, well, what mall? And she went, blah, blah. And then she said, oh, my God, this guy could be an axe murderer. I just told them where I'm working. I said, well, what store? She says, I'm not going to tell you that. I said, listen, it's a small mall. I have your picture. I'm going to come to the mall, and I'll go to every store, and I'll find you. And her boss, who I had known for years, didn't know she was the boss of the store, said, why don't you two leave early? We went to an Italian restaurant in the mall. We closed the restaurant down. Waitress came over. I said, how long do you think the two of us have been together? And the waitress said, you two have been together married for years. I said, this is our first date. She went, unbelievable.
Yeah, that is terrific. What a great story. One other thing, too, your background in sports and so forth, I think, in a way, that played a big part of this because, you know, first of all, you know when you're drawing sports, you know what they're going through. You know the mental part as well as the physical part. And I think being around the people that you were also makes it easy for you to deal with entertainers and, you know, celebrities and so forth.
Well, you know what? It's a huge advantage. You know, when I'm drawing, you know, for 4 years, I was the official artist at the Basketball Hall of Fame. So for every induction class, I illustrated the cover of the Meteor Guide. I illustrated the commemorative signed lithograph. I've taken that three-point shot. I know what it looks like. Listen, mine may not have gone in, but I
right.
behind it. So that's a huge advantage when you're communicating with an athlete. You know, it's amazing that people look at me as an artist, as an illustrator, and then we start talking sports, and I'll stay with anybody. I mean, I'll tell you what school they went to, who the mascot was, what the team nickname is, and they look at me and go, how the hell do you know that? And I look at them and I say, you have no idea what I used to do.
Right. Probably read a lot of Street and Smiths over the years.
Yep.
Well, Neil, let's tell people, first of all, the gallery. So once again, tell us where it is and what hours are you guys open?
Yeah, it's at 1537 West Oakey Boulevard here in Las Vegas in the corner of Oakey and Western. Or as I tell people, we're in between the gym and the library. Now, if you're from Vegas, you'll understand that. I call Little Darlings, which is an adult club, I call it the gym because husbands say, honey, I'm going to the gym. And you know where they went. And we actually have another one of those facilities called the library. So we're in between the library and the gym.
Or for those of you that aren't familiar with that, they're sort of between downtown Las Vegas and the Strip. It's like right. It's a great spot, actually. It's right in between that area.
Right behind the Stratosphere, or now called the Strat. We're right behind the Strat, about six blocks off the Strip. We're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 3 daily. The gallery number is 702-685-2929. Sometimes we're out and about doing stuff here in the town, the city, the wonderful Las Vegas. So we always say, call first, make sure we're here before you swing on down.
That's good advice. The other thing I would add to that is, if you want to know a little bit more about Neil, all you have to do is put Neil Portnoy in a Google search or anything, and you will see more about Neil Portnoy, and you'll get to hear him, you'll watch him, you'll see this stuff. And it's really kind of a great introduction to somebody you should really know. These make great gifts. They're great if you're responsible for groups and so forth. Neil's great. One last thing, let's tell people again about that event in May, because they might want to plan around that.
Yeah, it's I'm looking at my calendar here, because I don't write anything down. That's the admin Dorothy's job. Yeah, I didn't mark it down. It's in May. If you go to the Portnoy Gallery page on Facebook, that's Portnoy Gallery on Facebook, you'll see we have partnered with an incredible, incredible wildlife sanctuary up in northern Nevada. The owner of the sanctuary is flying down for the event. There'll be a press release, media, and this is the first time these new works of art will be unveiled. And a portion of the proceeds from all sales, we have a lot of merchandise from tote bags, which are very popular on the Portnoy Gallery page. You can go to Portnoy.Vegas. You'll see other things. You know, it's every day I get to live the dream, to work and draw, work in my gallery. And I tell people, if you smell those markers for 10 minutes, you'll be just like me.
Well, Neil Portnoy, again, a pleasure. We'll have you on again because it's always fun. Thank you. Best to Dorothy, and we'll see you soon.
All right, Stephen, a pleasure. We'll talk soon. Thanks, pal.
Please follow Vegas Never Sleeps on all social media platforms, including X, Facebook, and Instagram. Thanks for listening today. This is Stephen Manchi reminding you, Vegas Never Sleeps.
Vegas, here we go!
Does your drug addiction make you feel like you're in jail and somebody threw away the key? If you're depressed and scared to death about your drug problem, we can help at the Reset Addiction Helpline. Even if you've been turned down because of a high deductible by other places, we can help. At Reset, we have access to grants from recovering addicts that want to give back and help. We'll set your treatment up in a beautiful 5-star facility so your road to happiness and a normal drug-free life can start off right. Get out of your drug addiction jail today. Call Reset and speak with a recovering addict who knows what you're going through and how to help. The call is free, and I promise it'll change your life. We're here, so call right now. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991.
some quick questions about Louis the Coin. Did Louis really soak the sheets with red wine in Rome? Yes. Did he really tell a federal court, after testing positive for cocaine in his 70s, that he only used coke for sex? Yes. Is his life story incredible? Oh, yes. He indeed made millions creating his own undetectable $100 slot machine tokens for use in Atlantic City, the tribal casinos in Connecticut, and throughout Nevada. You can get these tales and more in the great new book, You Thought It Was More, New Adventures of the World's Greatest Counterfeiter by Louis Calvecchio with Franz Duski and Andy Thibault, featuring an introduction by the retired Connecticut State Police Detective Sergeant who arrested Louis and struck up an unlikely friendship, his only ever with a criminal, Jerry Longo. And you'll get a history of organized crime in Rhode Island by Joe Broadmeadow, retired East Providence police captain. The book is available via the website louisthecoinbook.com from his Tria Books of Las Vegas. Pre-order now for delivery in June. That website is louisthecoinbook.com, louisthecoinbook.com. It's also available for pre-order now from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Walmart, among many other outlets.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-483-7217. 800-483-7217. 800-483-7217. That's 800-483-7217.